God bless saints. Such a joy for us to be once more again in the presence of the Lord this morning. Let us all stand. We'll turn to our Bibles to Psalm 61. We'll read from 1 to verse 4. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in thy covenant of thy wing, Selah.
On worship.
We have come into his house. We have come into his house to magnify his name and worship him. We have come into his house to magnify his name and worship Christ the Lord. Worship. This is your house. This is your house. Oh, Father, come and dwell. This is your house, a holy house of prayer. A holy house of prayer. Where the lost and the lonely bring your burden on your care. This is your house. This is your house. Lord, come and dwell. This is your house. This is your house. Father, come and dwell. This is your house. This is your house. House of prayer, where the lost and the lonely bring their burdens on your care. This is your house. This is your house. Come and dwell. Come and dwell. And this is your house. Father, come and dwell. This is your house. This is your house. A holy house of prayer. Where the lost and the lonely bring their burden on your care. This is your house. This is your house. Lord, come and dwell. We're the lost and the lonely. We're the lost and the lonely. Bring the burden and the care. This is your house. This is your house. Come and dwell. Let us give the Lord a clap offering this morning. Let us worship his name this morning. Let us give him the praise. Let us give him the glory this morning. That he can dwell in our house this morning. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the holy name, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. O bow heads, close eyes. O great eternal heavenly Father. We are such a privileged people, Lord, to be here once more again, Lord. We are privileged people over the sick, over the dead, Lord. Because you love us, Lord, we are here this morning, Lord. And Lord, we see the sunshine is on the outside, Lord. We pray, Lord, it may come in our heart this morning, Lord. And it may shine in such a way, Lord, that the people of the world may see you living in us, Lord. And not we of ourselves, Lord. We need you to come in our midst this morning, Lord. And you may direct our path, Lord. Lead us and we will follow this morning, Lord. Because we need your leadership in our life this morning, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you may take full control of everyone that gather here, Lord. The purpose why we are here this morning, Lord, is to get a blessing, Lord. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that your anointing may fall on us this morning, Lord. So we can leave this place, Lord, rejoicing, Lord. Seeing how good it was to be in your presence this morning, Lord. Even the one who gonna minister, Lord, we pray, Lord, that they may hide him behind the cross this morning, Lord. Let your word be seen this morning, Lord. And let us, Lord, sing and rejoice this morning, Lord, because we are such a privileged people, Lord, to be here this morning, Lord. So we want to thank you for everything this morning, Lord. We want to even thank you for bringing us here safe this morning. Even those who's on their way, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you may bring them here safe, Lord, that we can come together this morning under 1:19 this morning to give you the praise, to give you the glory. So we take full control of the rest part of this service. Jesus Christ, in the name of thanksgiving, we pray. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Bless your holy name this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us give the Lord a clap offering of praise this morning. Let us give him a clap offering of praise this morning. Amen. Are we happy to be in the presence of the Lord this morning? Let us give the Lord a clap offering of praise this morning. Don't have to worry, and don't you be. Joy comes in the morning, joy comes in the trouble they don't last always. Remember this, a friend in Jesus, who will wipe all tears away. And when your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. With Jesus I can take it. With Jesus as I can take it, with him. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. I know I can take it, and I can make it. I know. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. With Jesus I can take it. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubled in the last. Remember there's a friend in Jesus, there's a friend in Jesus, who will wipe all tears away. And when your heart is broken, just lift your hands. Let us all sing now. I know I can make it. I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. Oh, I know I can make it. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your heart. No matter what, no matter what may come my way, my life is in. No matter what, oh, no matter what may come my way, my life is in. No matter what, oh, no matter what may come away, my life is. Raise a hand and wave and say, no matter what, no matter what may come away, my life is in. No matter what, oh, no matter what may come away, my life is in your hands. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be your holy name. No matter what comes our way this morning, we know who hold our hand this morning. Amen. Let us just put our trust in Him this morning. We'll have our seats while we listen to a special by Sister Robles this morning.
Sing, God bless you all, but this is to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for me. You are my strength. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all. I'm seeking you like a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'll be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, holy is your name. My sin, my shame, raising again, I praise your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I run dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. That I seek, you are my all in all. I'm seeking you like a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'll be a fool. You are my all in all. Raising again, I praise your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I run dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Lamb of God, Lamb of God, holy is your name. Praise the Lord.
Amen. We give you the praise this morning, Lord. We give you the glory. Let's give Sister Rebs a wonderful clap offering this morning. Amen. Jesus, Lamb of God. We sing this chorus, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and what He have done for me. Let us all sing and rejoice this morning. Amen. After this chorus, we have a special with Sister Shonda. Let us sing and rejoice, right? Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and what He has done for me, oh, my soul cries hallelujah, thank God for saving me. When I think of the goodness, think of the goodness of Jesus, oh, and what He has done for me. When I think of the goodness, oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, oh, and what He has done, oh, my, hallelujah. He paid a debt. Oh, He paid a debt. He did not owe I other debt. I could not pay to wash my sins away. Ah, now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never. He paid a debt. He paid a debt. He did not owe. Wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. All the love Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could. When I think of the goodness, oh, when I think of the goodness and what He has done for me, oh, my soul. When I think of the goodness, oh, my soul cries hallelujah, thank God. When I think of the goodness, of the goodness of Jesus, what He has done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah, thank God. Jesus under me life, oh, Jesus under me life, tell Him what you want. Jesus and the Milan, tell Him what you want. If you want the Holy Ghost, If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Jesus and Amen. Call him up, call him up, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus and Amen. When I think of the goodness, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and what he has done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Oh, thank God for sin. When I think of the goodness, oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, oh, my soul cries out hallelujah. Thank God for sin. When I think of the goodness, oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, oh, on earth he has done for me, my soul cry out hallelujah. I thank God, oh, I thank God, save me. I thank God, oh, I thank God, save. I thank God, oh, I thank God, save. We want to thank God for his goodness this morning, amen. Let us give him the praise this morning. Let us give him a cup offering of praise this morning. We've got to thank God for his goodness this morning, amen. His grace and his mercy this morning. Let us give him a clap offering of praise this morning. He deserves the glory this morning. Amen. Amen. Amen this morning. Praise him, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. We'll have a seat or we'll sit back and listen to the special by Sister Shada. My all and all,
God's fullness dwelleth in Him. What condescension, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faint hope in sight, God gracious, tender, laid aside His splendor, stooping to woe to win, to save my soul. Oh, how I love Him, how I adore Him, my breath, my sunshine, my all and all, the great Creator. Flesh and blood, His substance, He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary, and now I know the words, the great I am. Oh, how I love Him, how I adore Him, my breath, my sunshine, my all and all, the great Creator.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be His holy name. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us put our hands together and give Sister Shudder a wonderful clap offering this morning. Oh, how I love Him. Oh, how I adore Him this morning. Amen. Because He loves us, we are here. And because of our love towards Him, we are here this morning. Amen. You sit back and listen to the next fresh way, Sister Boz.
God bless you, saints. Ooh. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was so blind. Oh, but now I can see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears really. Ooh. I was so blind, hey, but now I see. Yeah, praise God, praise God, hallelujah. I don't know what that means to you, but I know what it means to me today, hallelujah. Praise God, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Glory, a wretch like me, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you saved me. Hallelujah. Lord, you loved me when I didn't love myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Let us praise the Lord this morning. Let us give Him the praise this morning. Let us continue singing the chorus. Praise God, who else I should take up this morning tithes and offering.
Praise God, praise. Praise God, 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 praise God. Praise God, praise God.
Dear Heavenly Father, so far the service has been so absolutely wonderful. We know you're here, dear Lord Jesus. Pray you continue to bless the people, dear Lord God. We're in time of the offering now. Help them, dear Lord God, to just give whatever they can, dear Lord God, back to you. You've given so much to us, dear Lord. We definitely owe you our lives. We owe you everything. Ask now that you'll bless this offering, and especially bless our past as he prepares to come. We ask it all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
I know the Lord will make a way for me. I live a holy life. Oh, if I live a holy life, shine the wrong unto the right. I know the Lord will make a way.
Let's give the Lord a clap offering this morning.
You will make a way for us this morning, no matter what the circumstances may be. You will make a way for us this morning. Amen. All is well, all is well. We have heard a message, Shalom, and all is well. Amen. All is well, all is well. All is well, all is well. Oh, all is well. We have heard a message, Shalom. Peace this morning. Oh, we have heard a message, Shalom. And all is well. There is a place of perfect rest behind the end of it. So rest, little bride, rest for all. It is well with my soul. Oh, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well. It is well, it is well with my soul it is well. Oh, with my soul, it is well, it is well. My soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. All is well, all is well. Oh, all is well. Oh, all is well. We have heard a message. Oh, we have heard the message, Shalom. And all is well. There is a place. Oh, there is a place above the grave. Behind the end of it, so rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's give the Lord a clap offering of praise this morning. Let us give the Lord a clap offering of praise. Praise the name of the Lord.
I don't know if I sing the chorus is the right way, so you gotta forgive me, okay? Let us put our hands together for all the sisters to sing this morning, amen. Let us even put our hands together for the pastor and his family this morning, amen. For keeping the church together, amen. And even for everyone that gathered here this morning, let us put our hands together this morning and give God a clap offering, amen. Let us bow our head, close our eyes, and sing this chorus. Lead me, Lord, I follow. Lead me, Lord, I go. I'll welcome the pastor to the pulpit this morning. Lead me, Lord. How will I answer? Lead me, Lord. How will everyone now let us sing, lead me, Lord, I follow. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I go. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me. Lead me, Lord, away. Lead me, Lord, I follow. Lead me, Lord, I will
follow. Lead me, Lord, and I will go. You have called me, and I will. Oh, lead me, Lord, I will. One more time, say, lead me, Lord, oh, and I will follow. Yes, I will. Lead me, Lord, and I will go. For you have called me, and I will. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me. You have called me. I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can be seated just for a moment.
certainly a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. To feel His Spirit so real in our midst on this morning. I wanted to just thank the Lord for, I think I heard Sister Robles. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was all right. God bless you, Sister. We appreciate that. Amen. And Sister Shonda, we appreciate that, Sister Shonda. Amen. And Sister Burrs as well, we appreciate that. Those specials on this morning. Amen. We thank God. And it's just always good, you know, you can know that you've been in church. You know, you get up on a Sunday morning, you know you've been there. So that just a really, really wonderful, wonderful atmosphere that was created. Appreciate Brother Caleb. Amen. And his conducting of the worship. Amen. And when I believe Sister Mita will be, is it next week that you leave or this week, Sister Mita? Which week does Sister Mita leave? This week? Not sure? Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. I like that answer. Amen. I like that answer. You all feel right at home, you know what I mean, and we just appreciate the kindred spirits. We all know we come from God and we're going back to God, and just Brother Caleb just slipped right in and just kind of doing some of the song service. Just been, man, just really, 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 really good atmosphere, and we're not losing anything. Amen. But Brother Wisdom does a good job, but Brother Caleb come and add his part, and it all work out just fine. Amen. One thing about our church, amen, no matter who the song leader is, it seems like we got singers that take over the songs out in the audience, and that's all right. That means they're worshiping, right? Amen. So we don't mind that at all. So praise the Lord. We appreciate them. Just want to remember for this week, upcoming week, we'll have service on Wednesday night, but again, no service on next Friday night. That's coming up. We'll be just got back on yesterday. Well, actually, this morning, by 9:30 this morning, I just got back from Jacksonville. We had a family reunion up there. My wife's family, my mother-in-law family, 40 years and counting. They've been doing their family reunion. And, I mean, they have something very special going on. And, you know, when we get a chance just to go and be with family, it's a blessing. So we got up this morning about 5:45, jumped on the road to get here. Amen. For service today. And, you know, and sometimes people, they ask, well, you know, man, y'all getting up going that early back to service? And yeah. And when you get here and you feel the atmosphere like this, then you know why you came back to church. You know, I mean, this is worth the drive. This here is worth the drive. So just coming back and just getting, you know, just getting some of this, you know. And I mean, some services you don't want people to tell you about. Amen. You want to experience them yourself, right? Amen. There's some things you just don't want nobody telling you about. So, amen. I feel like this one of those days. And you know, and I'm just so happy that the Lord brought us back safely. Amen. And on next week, though, we'll be going to Brother Simmons in Columbia, South Carolina. We'll be there. They have a Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night service was just added. But we'll go up for Friday service, and we'll have to come back on Sunday after the Sunday morning service. And I just asked at the church, if you would keep me in prayer. I'll be ministering twice there. At the services, and we're just looking forward to all that God has in store. So next Friday, no service again here at the church, but amen, we'll be back. There will be service here on Sunday morning. Everything else will go on just like it normally does, amen, in our absence. So please, amen, be here to support the service, amen. Oh, yes. And Pinnacle Palms is going to happen next week, too. That's at 5:30 on next Sunday, Pinnacle Palms. And I have to say that I am so grateful that the Lord has blessed us thus far. Amen. It might be more, but thus far, We have two brothers in the church that can handle pinnacle palms when pastor's not around. And I am so grateful. Amen. Brother Mike, amen, has been doing a good job and just kind of sharing, amen, just little thoughts with the people there, and I believe it's edifying. And this time, Brother Robles is going to share, amen, with the people at Pinnacle Palms. So keep them both in prayer. Amen. Keep them both in prayer. And, you know, that's what the ministry is all about. It's the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's just kind of bringing all these gifts up, you know, for a reason, you know, for this season. And I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. So but please keep that in prayer. I'm believing God that we're going to see somebody baptized from Pinnacle Palms in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's I just want to see people make it into the kingdom. That's all. It's not about making it to Spirit and Truth Tabernacle, but it's making it into the kingdom. And the only way they're going to make it is if they have truth. So, you know, we want to take the truth to them, and just everybody in all their respective places. It all means a lot. It all means a lot. So thank you all so much for your support of what's been happening there at Pinnacle Palms. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Yeah, next week, everything just like it normally is. Sunday school, prayer, church. Yeah, everything. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got, that's another thing, we got a teacher's teaching, amen, you know, keep things afloat while, you know, while we're not here. And that's what we need. Thank God for Brother Donnie. He's able to step in and play. Amen. And he's not going to, I don't ever want Brother Donnie to feel like he's the fill-in. He's a part of the rotation now. He's a part of the rotation. So, amen. I thank God for him. But we don't want to miss any beats. Amen. You know, when we have to just kind of separate for a little bit. Want to ask that you remember our family in prayer. My father lost a cousin. Amen. They buried him yesterday. Amen. Just ask that you remember our family in prayer. Amen. During this loss. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think that's all I need to announce. And just maybe we'll sing just one more song and then we'll go into the word. Amen. Let's just sing, "You're All I Want, You're All I Ever Need." You're all I want, and you're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. You're all I want. Oh, you're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You're all I ever needed. And you're all know you are near. One more time. Hey, you're all I want. Yes, you are, Jesus. And you're all I ever needed. Hey, you're all I want. Oh, help me to know, help me know you are near. Help me to know, help me know you. You are near, yes, you are, Jesus. Help me know you are. Jesus. Thank you, God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your spirit that's here today. God, we believe anything can happen when the atmosphere is like this. And as we prepare, Lord, to approach the Word of God, we ask that you would just take complete control over everything that would be shared. We trust, God, that the Spirit would also anoint the Word of God today. We give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, for you alone deserve it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll read maybe two passages of scripture this morning. The first coming from John chapter 15. And everyone standing that can stand for the reading of the Word of God. John chapter 15. And it's so good to see the Bethay family. I understood a couple were sick for the past couple of weeks. So good to see that God has touched you all. Amen. Allowed you to come back to the house of the Lord. I was expecting, amen, some guests today, but I was hoping that they didn't get lost because I told them there's a lot of churches in this plaza, and you got to go to the corner of the L in order to find us. But there's a, you know, so trust that if they make it, that'll be great. Amen. If not, that's fine. John 15 and I'll read it I'll just start at verse 1. I like this passage. Actually, this one of the scriptures that I have to say that actually pushed me out to start Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Amen. As I was reading, everything you do should be based on the Word. You should be able to point things back to Scripture, you know, when you're going through various trials in your life. And this just happens to be one of those scriptures that helped me. Says here in verse 1, says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. And, you know, that was a big thing for me is that as you transition, you're going from one place to another place, sometimes you need to know that it doesn't mean that everything's wrong from where you left. Right. What's going on is a purging process. Amen. What the purging process does for anyone that knows anything about trees and, you know, and cutting that when you purge the tree, you cut the tree, it actually allows it to grow healthier. Right. It allows it to get healthier. Amen. And sometimes it has fruit on it. But if you want more fruit, you have to take it through the cutting process. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's all that happened, you know. So when you look at Spirit and Truth today, it's more fruit. All right. Praise the Lord. Not just here, but everywhere else. There's more fruit. Right. And that's what God does. He just gives more fruit. All right. Every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Keep going. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Amen. Let's turn over as well, I think, to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. And we'll read verse 2 and verse 3 from there. All right. Amen. It reads as follows. Says, ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word on today. Amen. You can be seated. Thank God for the reading of the word. Amen. And we want to use for a title, ask for big things. Man, ask for big things. And before I forget, Brother Walker wanted me to give you all a greeting. Amen. We were talking this week, and he was sharing a little testimony with me. And last time he came down to preach a few months ago, he preached for us, and he and I were talking. He was telling me that he was desiring to buy a new car. His car that he had, being an evangelist, they had been, you know, getting up in mileage. And he says, you know, I think I need to, you know, maybe get rid of one, sell one, and then try to get something a little bit more updated that I can put out on the road. And, you know, he had a certain mileage that he was looking for, as well as he had a certain dollar amount that he wanted to pay. And so he just waited, you know, just waited, and, you know, he put it out there before the Lord, just talking to the Lord about it. And he called me and said, brother, I told you about that car. I said, but, you know, I never told you what happened. You know, I told you I was looking for one. I said, but I never told you how I got one. I said, okay, let me hear this. And he said, well, Sister Walker was at the at Walmart. And I guess that's a good place for some people to go. Amen. Walmart. But she was over at Walmart, and in the parking lot at Walmart, she saw this car for sale. And she came back home, and she told Brother Walker, say, you wouldn't believe what I saw at Walmart. And he said, what? See, there's a car down there for sale, and it's a nice car. So, you know, he said, well, you know, maybe I get up and go check this car out. He went down, take a look at the car, and I said, yeah, this is a nice car, you know. And and he, you know, he said, let me just kind of think about it, talk to the owner, and found out what the guy wanted for the car. And he said, well, let me go home and think about it, and I'll call you back tomorrow. So when he went home, just kind of kept it before the Lord in prayer. And these are good things to do. We shouldn't get in such a hurry when we, you know, get ready to do something. You know, don't be. I'm guilty. I'm one that's very guilty. But you get me on the car a lot. And that guy to go to putting the pressure. Now you're gonna have to get it today. If you don't get it today, you know you this one's gonna be gone by tomorrow. I start thinking I can't let it be gone by tomorrow. You know, and we shouldn't be that way. The Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing, right? If it's your car, it's your car. If it's your house, it's your. If it's your job, it's your. Huh? You don't have to be anxious for it, because, oh my, y'all help me. I'm going to try to get into this, you know, but I'm going to come back to this testimony. But you remember Brother Eddie Biscoe was sharing how he was hunting with Brother Branham one time, and he wanted a certain animal, and they had been hunting for a while, couldn't get the animal. And all of a sudden, I think Brother Branham prayed, and God gave Brother Biscoe the animal. The animal came out of the woods, walked on right into the street. And right in front of the car, and Brother Eddie told Brother Branham, stop the car right here, brother. I'm going to get him right here. Say, no, brother, just calm down. Brother Branham said, just calm down. Kept pushing towards the animal. When the animal see the car, he gonna run. Don't just stop the car. I say, no, brother, just calm down, because what God has for you is for you, and ain't nothing gonna stop you from getting that. And they got like within so many feet of the animal, and got out the car, shot the animal, and Brother Anderson, this thing gonna drop right here in the middle of the street, and you know we're not gonna be able to do nothing with this. So he shot the animal. Animal took off. Just walked for a little bit, stepped over into here, and then laid down. What God got for you is for you. See, you don't have to be worried about these things, right? So, you know, Brother Walker, he said, I'm going to just kind of pray about it. And as he was thinking, he knew the guy wanted $2,000 more than what he wanted to pay. And he went and looked up the value of the car, and the car was worth $6,000 more than what the guy was selling it for. And so the guy was giving him a deal. But he said, but Lord, I said out of my mouth that I was going to pay this much. And Lord, since I said it out of my mouth, I'm just going to ask him for that much. If he say no, he say no. That's right. But I'm going to just let it come out of my, this is what I asked for. That's what I'm going to present to him. He went back and said, look, I'll give you this much for it. The man said, I'll take it. And y'all know what Brother Walker purchased? A Cadillac CTS. He said, brother, I want to bring it down so y'all. I say, brother, bring it down so we can see it. But what God got for you, God got for you. Nobody else can take it from you. Oh, hallelujah. So, you know, we got to talking, and there was a quote that kind of came up while we were talking. Amen. And, you know, Brother Branham made a comment. Maybe I'll just read that really quick here. Let me see here. This is out of God commissioning Moses. I'm going to just drop this in here, and then we're going to go on. Brother Branham makes this comment. In this message, God commissioning Moses, he says, when they crossed over, got over on the other side, he said, now you've ask what you will, and I will give it to you. So it's a perfect type of the church. All right. He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. Amen. Don't be scared to ask. Now, this is good, because as we're reading there in the scripture, the reason that we don't have is because we haven't asked. And not only that, when we ask, we can't ask amiss. That means you can't ask with fear, right? You can't ask, amen, not sure if you're going to be able to get this or not. Amen. You have to ask, and one definition says you got to ask in a way that you're craving for it. You understand? Like a mother's pregnant, when she's craving and she asks that husband to go get that ice cream, she wants the ice cream. Amen. And that husband might not get up in 5 minutes, but 5 minutes later, she's going to be right back there asking again, would you please go get that ice cream? Right. And then eventually, if he don't get up, and amen, I don't care how she feeling, if she really have a desire to have that ice cream, she'll get up herself. Right. She'll go to the store herself 11 o'clock at night. She going because she has a craving. She has a desire to have that ice cream. Hallelujah. That's the way we got to be when it comes to God. We got to have a craving. We have to have a desire. We have to know that God is going to respond to our requests. Don't ask amiss. Don't ask with doubt. But come before God with faith, knowing that he's going to grant your requests. Oh, hallelujah. Stay with me. Amen. He goes on to say this. He says, ask what you will and I will give it to you. Perfect type of the church. And when he's talking about a perfect type of the church, he's talking about Elisha. All right. Elisha was asking Elijah. Y'all just stay with me here. Elijah was getting ready to leave the scene. And as Elijah's taking off, there's a request. He says, now, what do you want from me before I go? Elijah asks Elisha. Elisha say, well, I'll tell you what I want. I want a double portion of your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. That's a big thing. That's a big thing. So when he said, I want a double portion of your spirit, Elijah said, that's a hard thing that you're asking right there. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Anybody got some hard things that they want to ask God for? Anybody got some hard things, some difficult things? I'm talking about some impossible things. Anybody want to ask God for that? Because that's what God is looking for. Don't ask God for simple things. Hallelujah. Things you can take care of yourself. Don't ask God for that. But come to God with your hard cases. Come to God with things that seem impossible. Come to God with the doctor's bad reports. Come on, ask God for hard things. Ask God for difficult things. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Ask in faith, believing that you will receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Elisha was a perfect type of the church. He asked for something very difficult. Elijah said, now, wait a minute. That's a hard thing you're asking. Oh, I wonder if God, I mean, what would you do if God said, that's a hard thing you're asking. But when you ask, I'm sorry. You told me to ask because I'm asking. Amen. You told me to let it out my mouth, so I let it out my mouth, and I am not taking it back. You said ask, so I asked. That's what I did. You say, that's a hard thing that you're asking. And then Elijah said, but nevertheless, if you see me when I go, you can have a double portion of my spirit. Elijah said, okay, if that's all it takes, I'm going to keep my eyes on this prophet. And as he was going, and the chariots of heaven come down and sweep down and picked up Elijah, start carrying him away, it knocked Elisha back. But Elisha turned his face and he saw Elijah go. He said, my father, my father. The chariots of heaven and the horsemen thereof. Say, I saw you when you left. Elijah dropped the mantle down from heaven. Gave it back to Elisha. Elisha ripped his clothes off and put on the mantle that Elijah gave him. Walked down to the Jordan River. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where's that same power? That same delivering power. Where is it today? Woo! Hallelujah! He said, if God was with Elijah, then God is with me too. Because I did what he told me to do. He asked for something difficult, and he received it. He's a perfect type of the church this morning. Do you have a hard case? Do you have a hard situation? Do you have something that seems impossible? Ask. 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 Ask for your healing. Ask for your children's deliverance. Ask for your family. Ask for your wife. Ask for your husband. Ask. Ooh, hallelujah. That's all you have to do is ask. He's waiting for you to ask. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Let me keep reading here. Thank you, Lord. And again, God commissioning Moses. He says this. He says a perfect type of the church. All right, he said, I want a double portion of your spirit. Amen. Don't be scared to ask. Ask abundantly. Not sparingly, abundantly. Now, another thing about asking amiss, sometimes we ask, just pull that down just for a second. I'm coming back. But sometimes we ask with the wrong motives. Out last night, I was we were at the church. And they started dancing, and this was worse than praise dancing. This is line dancing now. Amen. The electric slide in the church. See, that's why you shouldn't let that praise dancing spirit come in, because this is where it ends up. But you know what? I'm gonna tell you. Brother Branham spoke about that years ago, right? Brother Branham said they got card games in the church. They got bingo in the church. They got soup suppers in the church. He said they got dancing in the church. And they say, whenever I got to get to the point where, amen, when I'm preaching the gospel and we got to do those type of things to keep people in church, he said, I'm going to close my Bible. because that means it's not having the effect that it should be having. I mean, if we got to have all that in the church, something wrong with that. Amen. Something is wrong with that. You don't see that nowhere in the Bible. You think Jesus had to have a dance to get people to come to the church? All he needed was one healing campaign. Everybody would come to the church. One move of the Spirit, everybody wanted to be there. So what we should do is go back to fasting and praying that God will move in the spirit realm. We don't need no contest in the church. We don't need no dancing in the church. Huh? We don't need no special programs in the church. We just need God in the church. But I looked around, I said, man, they got all this and they dancing. Say, Lord, Lord, you know, I would do a lot more for you, you know, than what they doing if I had all this. I wasn't asking in the right way. See, I mean, I'm still asking amiss if I'm looking at somebody else and what they have, saying that, God, if you gave it to me, I can do better with that. That's not the way God want to work. Huh? Amen. I mean, maybe God gave them that because maybe he might change their hearts one day and they can use that for the glory of God. Don't ask God to take it away. Ask God to send a power of deliverance in there. And what we have need of, God will give us. We just ask. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm believing God. All right, look at it. He says, don't be scared to ask. Ask abundantly. Says, you have not because you ask not. Amen. You ask not because you believe not. That's right. Ask a whole lot. God will give you a whole lot. Notice it didn't say a little bit, but God will give you a whole lot. Have a lot of faith. Said a fellow told me the other day, said he was riding on an old Model T Ford. He said one day he happened to get some good faith, and God gave him a Buick. This is where me and Brother Walker were fellowshipping around. Said I got Buick faith. Says, I'm praying for Cadillac faith. I better not even go there. I mean, you know, Lord Jesus. Let me ask a question. What would y'all say if Brother Jack had a Corvette? How many just stopped coming to church altogether if the pastor got a Corvette? Well, what's another car I really like? The Hummer. If I had a Hummer, what would the church do if I had a Hummer? My daughter ride with me. Thank God. My daughter put something out there on Google Plus and talked about the pastor had a Bentley and the deacon had the wife had a Mercedes. The deacon had some other type of really really nice car. I forget what it was, but it was really like a BMW or something like that. And then it said the saints of the church had hoopties. And she said, and I'm telling you, modern church, that's really kind of what it is. You know, but the way I feel is that the church members can have what they want too. The pastor and the church members can have what they want if they just ask. Right? I'm sorry, I've been to Africa. I've seen it in action. I've been to Africa and I done seen it in action. I saw just the regular brothers in the church driving around in Hummers. I'm not talking prosperity ministry, but we live in a million miles beneath our privileges. I'm going to tell you, I was going to preach something else, but I just kind of felt this was the way to go today. When I was up there in Jacksonville, I saw all these guys driving Corvettes. I said, what's going on? It was a Corvette convention. I said, wow, I've never heard of nothing like that. I said, man, y'all make me want to go get me one of these Corvettes, man. But just ask. Don't be hating on this guy because he got it. Just ask. Woo! Come on, God will give it to you. Once he can trust you with it, he'll give it to you.
If you won't be faithful in your hoopty, then he can't give you the Corvette. Huh? If you won't pray in your apartment, how are you going to pray in your house? See, God want to give you these things. He wants you to have it more than you want it. But you have to be faithful in the little things. Show God you'll be faithful. These things shouldn't change us. If I got a Corvette, you'll still see me here on Sunday morning. I wouldn't be heading off to Daytona on Sunday morning. I'll still be right in church on Sunday morning with my Corvette. Because the Corvette don't own me. I own the Corvette. Huh? The Mercedes should not own you. You should own the Mercedes. The house shouldn't own you. You should own the house. Oh, my God. Amen, church. See, but I mean, the thing of it is, these things take, they consume us. And because we don't have the right spirit with it, God can't give it to us. Well, glory to God. But I don't believe saints have to be riding around in broke down cars. Amen. And got to call people to pick them up. I don't believe that. That's not God's will. That's not God's will. Amen. And the reason that many of us are like that, because we have mismanaged our money. That's just bottom line. We've mismanaged what God has given us, and that's why we're living like that. All right now. Glory to God. All right. When I read this, he say, ask abundantly. You have not because you asked not. And y'all know what? Brother Branham had a Cadillac. Y'all might not know that, but the prophet had a Cadillac. He did. Amen. See, we think that's humble. Right? We got the wrong definition of humble. Right? I mean, just be humble. Just get this car right here. No. God might want to give you more. When Brother Walker walked out, he wasn't looking for a Cadillac. God gave him a Cadillac. Amen. And you think, if God gave it to me, I wouldn't drive it. I asked him, brother, bring it on down here. Because he said, brother's got all kind of gadgets on the inside. I don't know what to do with none of this. Bring it down here. I'll show you what to do with it. Ask for big things. All right. Let me keep going. I'm trying to go somewhere today. I had a feeling I was going to preach this twice. But let's just get started here. It says he know the commission was I'm sorry, I got the wrong one. It says you have not because you ask not. You ask not because you believe not. That's right. Ask a whole lot. God will give you a whole lot. Have a lot of faith. I remember one brother told me, he said, the reason I drive a BMW, he said, yeah, he said, you know the what BMW stands for? What? He said, be my witness. I said, all right, I like that. Amen. So the fellow told me the other day, said he was riding on an old model T Ford. Yet said one day he happened to get some good faith and God give him a Buick. Said, I got Buick faith. I'm praying for Cadillac faith. All right, that's good. That's right. Keep on what you believe. Hold on to it. God will give it. He's got Ford faith. So just stay with the Ford then. That's all right. And so let's get a little more faith. All right. I want to just kind of drop that in there. Me and Brother Walker were just kind of fellowshipping around that, and I thought that would be very, very appropriate. I'm slipping back, amen, as we just kind of look at these scriptures and everything. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, everybody can't receive that. Right. I mean, that's a promise for people that's you can't be in and out on God. You can't be up and down on God. It has to be abiding. Amen. I no matter what happens, I'm staying right here. No matter what's going on in my life, you're going to still find me right here. You have to be abiding. Right. I mean, that's what the scripture said. And when you come to that place in God, you abide in me. And not only that, says, my words abide in you. So when the trials come, what are you turning to? Amen. When a trial comes, I turn to the word of God. Amen. I want to get what God's thoughts about the situation. I want to find a song that I can sing, and not just any song. Huh? I want a song that's going to worship God. Amen. All right. Glory. You know, I mean, one brother told me, and I got to find the quote on it, but Brother Branham spoke against jazz. Amen. Brother Branham spoke against jazz. Not only that, I mean, there's a lot of other music forms that are out there. Amen. And some of them got, well, they just got a good message. But it's not really bringing praise and honor to God. Right? That's why you just can't listen to anything. It does not create the right atmosphere. Right? Bring things that are going to bring the presence of God into your situation. Oh, my, my, my. Amen. Ain't nothing but the truth. Some of these songs, they love songs, got you thinking about boyfriends and girlfriends. Huh? And even in the Christian songs, you don't know what they're talking about sometimes. Who they singing about? You never hear Lord or Jesus or God or nothing, you know. I mean, come on, we got to be very careful with these songs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, so, you know, but abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask what you will. Amen. And it shall be done unto you. After you ask, then it is done. Now, let's go on and just catch a couple things here. I've been talking. I'm going to read from Spoken Words Original Seed next. As we've been going through this journey in Joshua, I was bringing out different types on Joshua, different types. One, Brother Branham told us that Joshua meant Jehovah's Savior. And Joshua was a perfect type of the Lord Jesus, especially when Joshua made a promise to Rahab. He fulfilled the promise that was made to Rahab through the spies when they went into the land and Rahab hid these guys. And they said, Rahab, if you just keep the scarlet thread out of your window when we come to destroy, says everything will be destroyed but the people that's inside your house, Rahab. Everything will be destroyed, but if you get your family into the house, and Brother Branham said Rahab went to the city trying to get everybody she could to come into the house, and it was a perfect type of what the Lord Jesus did. All right? Because when Joshua got there, he destroyed everything but the house where Rahab, where the Lord destroyed everything, but where Rahab's house was sitting on the wall. That did not get destroyed. Bible actually points that out. But Jesus met a woman just like Rahab. Amen. Amen. And when he met this woman at the well, this woman took off running into the city just the way Rahab went running into the city. Amen. Amen. Because something had changed her life. Now, I'm going to tell you, I want to read the scripture here really quick about this woman that went into the city because she asked. Amen. Rahab asked. She asked something hard. I don't want to die with everybody else. I want to be spared. She asked and she received, right? This other woman asked for something. Here in John chapter 4, you don't have to pull it up, verse 9 and 10. I'm just going to read this really quick. It says, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me? Amen. You're desiring drink from me. It says, which am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Now, when I clicked on that word ask, amen, in the as we were reading out of John 15, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, ask what you will, amen, and it shall be done to you. When I clicked on that word ask, it just kind of gave me a bunch of other scriptures where, you know, this word ask can be applied. It's a craving. It's a desire. Amen. It's a longing for. This lady, amen, this scripture about this lady in Samaria, it came up as one of the scriptures because Jesus told her, say, now if you just ask of me, you would get water from me where you never thirst again. Now she had a different desire inside. It wasn't for natural water that she needed. Amen. Jesus was speaking more of a spiritual condition that she had. And when he was dealing with this spiritual condition, like, look, if you ever got a taste of this, your life would not be the same. Hallelujah. If you ever got a drink of this, you wouldn't go from man to man to man. Amen. You would stop that lifestyle right now if you ever got a taste of this water.
And if you ever got a taste, you'll be asking for more. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody ever had, you sit down at table, dinner sometime, and got something real good from somebody? You sit there, you eating that, and man, it hit the right spot. Amen, your mouth just don't feel the same. That's kind of the way when I go to Jacksonville, one little spot I always go to. Amen, little crab place and shrimp place, amen, called Zeebo's. I'm always trying to find Zeebo's. And I say, I tasted it one time, I'm hooked. I got to go back and find Zeebo's again. Whenever you get something like that, amen, you start asking. You ask for more. And if you've ever tasted of the Lord Jesus, you will ask for more. More, more. I cannot be satisfied till I get more. This lady, Jesus say, look, if you knew who you were talking to, if you knew the gift of God, who it was that was speaking to you, you would ask me to give you a drink of this. You would begin to crave. You'd be desiring a drink from me, not me desire a drink from you. You would begin to desire a drink from me. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe she asked the question, sir, give me this water. After she received that water, her lifestyle was never the same. Rahab, after she received her promise, her lifestyle was never the same. Oh, hallelujah. She asked for protection. She got protection. Ask hard things. Ask difficult things. Ask big things from God. All right, all right. As we were talking about, amen, Joshua here, and I'm going to bring something in because this is going to lead us over the next couple of weeks. Joshua was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ in that story there with Rahab. Also, Joshua was a type of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I brought that point out to you that Joshua was a type of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And today I want to bring out another type to you. And we're going to read this out of spoken words, original seed. Brother Branham told us Joshua was a type of the Holy Spirit. He also told us that Joshua was a type, amen, of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the same thing. But here's another point that I want you to catch today. Now, this is not what Brother Branham said was a type, but this is what the angel of the Lord said was a type of Joshua. And I've been kind of waiting to try to get to this spot here because we're going to try to get into some things here in a little bit. This whole journey in Joshua was to try to get me to one message that I want to preach. And I done preached a whole bunch to try to get to this one. And I'm still not there today. But I am setting you up. Amen. Because when I say the angel said, the angel told the prophet one time, pick up your pen and write. And when the angel began to tell him to write, he just began to write by inspiration. And the angel had the prophet write things that pertain to you. You weren't even born yet. You weren't even here yet. But the angel thought about you. And he told the prophet to write certain things about, amen, this generation that's coming. Hallelujah. Let's read a little bit of what the angel said about you. And for those that, you probably never heard me. I preached this once before. Brother Branham, when he had experiences like that, where the angel told him to pick up his pen and write, or, oh, Lord, help us, God. The angel told him to pick up his pen and write. That wasn't just a voice that just came from nowhere. That was a scriptural voice. Scriptural. You know why? Because you can go back to the book of Isaiah and see where God told the prophet Isaiah to pick up his pen and write. Ooh, can I just, I'm going to work with that just for a little bit. When God told the prophet, don't smoke, don't drink, don't defile your body in any way because I have a work for you to do when you are older. Say, that was not just a voice speaking to the prophet. That was a scriptural voice. God told, amen, Samson's mother, huh, as well as John the Baptist's mother, don't let them boys drink. Now, that's the problem that they were dealing with in that day. But in our day, smoking was a problem. So the angel quickly identified smoking and drinking today. Hallelujah. I'm gonna work with it anyway. Here, amen, we see that when Samson was dealt with, God came to Samson's mother. Told the mother, don't let that boy drink. Now, the reason I'm bringing out the mother, because the mother types the church. Hallelujah. So we should be in a church where, amen, we've been told by the angel, amen, don't let them drink. Don't let them smoke. Don't let them run around with woman to woman or man to man and defile their body, because I have a work for them to do. Ooh, hallelujah. Don't you do it. I have a work for you to do. Let me say it again. Amen. And I mean, for every young man, every young man, every young woman, the angel said, don't smoke, don't drink, don't defile your body in any way, because I have a work for you to do. If that's what he told Samson's mother, the church today represent the woman in the scripture. He's speaking the same thing today. Don't you do it. I don't care what kind of pressure's on you. Don't you do it. Amen. 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 And if you did it, don't do it again. Amen. Jesus said, go and sin no more. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to drop that off real good. You know, because I'm asking God for big things. I'm asking God to keep the young people. I'm asking God to fill everybody with the Holy Ghost. I'm asking God for big things. I'm asking God to deliver my family. I'm asking God to bring them in from the fields of sin. Impossible things. Hallelujah, but I'm asking God for it. And I'm believing that I receive it when I pray. Look, I can't be there to keep them. But the Holy Ghost can be there. God can be there. I can't be there all the time, but God can. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm asking God to change the atmosphere in some homes. I'm asking God for big things. Let the Spirit of God pour out in the church. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I'm just dropping these things off. I've got to sow these seeds inside the church. Glory to God, because I believe we're going to get a harvest, a tremendous harvest. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. I'm asking God for restoration. I'm not replacement, restoration. That's what I'm asking God for. Man, I had it right when asking amiss. She was not amiss. She wasn't undecided. She just needed to be sure what she asked for, because she knew she had. Thus saith the Lord. I got to be careful what I ask for here. Do I want $1 million? I'm broke as I can be. Oh, Lord, y'all stay with me. Y'all stay with me. Y'all stay with me. I'm broke as I can be. Do I want $1 million? My mom and my daddy, they sick. They old. They sick. My sister been prayed for many years and never been healed. Looking around, she got 4 or 5 things to ask for, but what do I ask for? Saw them 2 boys sitting there. My God, don't worry. Praise the Lord. She saw them 2 boys sitting there. Now she looked at them and said, oh, mighty, just sitting here laughing and giggling underneath this powerful anointing. She says, Lord, I know what I want. See, mama can get healed. Daddy can get healed. But eventually, mom and daddy got to die. If the rapture don't take them. Eventually, they got to die. My sister can get healed. But even in her condition, in that wheelchair, she still loved the Lord. So I already know if she don't get a healing on this side, when she go home to be with the Lord, she'll have it on the other side. If I got $1 million, I would lose it just like that. So it's no sense in me asking for $1 million. But it's one thing in here that's eternal that I need to ask God for, and I know I'm going to get it. As soon as I ask, I'm going to get it. So what I'm going to ask for, give me the salvation of my 2 boys. Something that seemed impossible, but God was right there to get it to her. Oh, hallelujah. She wasn't the only one to get her children. There's another brother, Brother Dalton. Brother, he was in church one. See, that's why it's good to be in church.
Just say it like that. You don't know when God's going to come down. That's why it's just good to be here. I'm gonna just say it just like that. Praise God.
You don't know when God. You don't know when the Spirit gonna move on what service. Amen. We brothers Alton happened to be in service one night, and while the Holy Spirit was there, God told the prophet, give him his children. All of his children were backslidden. Give that man his children. In service that night, the Holy Spirit from the pulpit, give that man his children. How do you know one day the Holy Spirit might give that man his wife? Give that woman her children. You don't know what God might do. Give that man his children. You say, Brother Dalton, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I give you your children. Say, immediately. Got back home, I think the brother had 12 kids. Immediately, they began to call, Daddy, I don't want to live this lifestyle no more. Daddy, I want to be saved. Daddy, will you take me to church with you, Daddy? Daddy, I need God, Daddy. Immediately. If God can do that with salvation, what can he do with healing in your body? Give that man their healing. Give that woman their healing. Come on, somebody. You got to get faith. Ask. Ask impossible things. Ask these things. Watch what God do for you. God, I'm trying to get here. Let me just read something for you. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Just pull this up in the Bible there. First Kings 3, verse 5. I'm trying to get some other places, but the Lord will just help us here. Amen. Today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. That type of Solomon's mother receiving the word from the angel. The church today has also received word from an angel. Don't let them smoke. Don't let them drink. Don't let them defile their bodies. I have a work for them to do when they get older. Amen. That same angel is still speaking today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. And let me tell you, let me just stay there. Just hold on one second. I'm sorry. I'm going all over the place today. Brother Branham. Heard that voice from the angel about not drinking or smoking, defiling his body in any way. He knew what the angel said, but he allowed himself to get into some situations. Huh? At one time, he's out with the boys, amen, and one is buddies, and they got some girls they're going to go out on a date with. And they out on the date. And Brother Branham just, you know, he's first one of his first little girlfriends, and next thing you know, she pull out a cigarette. He say, oh my, say, this is my jewel. I didn't know she was smoking like this. I didn't realize she was out here like this. So she starts smoking, and they start passing it around. And while they're passing around, here they you gonna smoke? Say, no, I'm not gonna smoke. Then I think the girl called him a sissy. You going to smoke? Oh, don't be a sissy. And that's like the worst thing you can call a young man when he's trying to prove himself. Don't call him a sissy. And this girl sitting there puffing to call him a sissy. And here he went. He tried to put himself in a position where he could break what the angel said. Ooh, Jesus. I don't peer pressure. If the angel got something for you to do, peer pressure won't break you down. That angel sitting, I mean, and he took that thing and said, I show you that I'm not a sissy. Went to try to smoke it. The ant, something happened. I think the wind blew and knocked the thing out of his hand. He couldn't smoke. Took off running and crying. But it was God keeping him at that time. If she would have got him to smoke, she would have got him to lay with her. Huh? So God had to keep the prophet from that young lady. Had to embarrass him to keep him. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. Young people, don't let the Lord embarrass you in order to get your attention. Amen. Don't let him embarrass you like that. But when God said, no, don't you drink, don't you smoke, don't you defile yourself in any way, because I got a work for you to do. This is the generation that God wants to use. Amen. You are the young people. You are the generation that God has called, and he wants to use you. And now you might not be the prophet. We're not looking for another prophet, but you can still be a witness. Amen. All right. Let me get back over here. 1 Kings 3. I want you to catch this really quick. Verse 5. In Gibeon, and see, this is another person asking. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. Now, God know what he can do for you. But he still wants you to be the one to release it out of your mouth as to what you want. Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. He wasn't built for war, all right? Amen. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for the multitude. Give, now this is what he's asking for. Give, therefore, thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great people? Greater people. And the speech, now what he said, what he asked God for, amen, the speech pleased the Lord. And Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself. See, his motive was right. Amen. He didn't have a selfish ambition in what he was asking. Oh, glory to God. Nowadays, people ask for power to make themselves look better. Huh? They ask for certain things to make themselves look better in the public eye. That's not why you ask. Amen. It's all about glorifying God. That's what you're asking for. Glory to God. He says, God said to him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. He says, behold, I have done according to thy words. I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any rise like unto thee. And, conjunction words, I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. Hallelujah. I love this. It says, I have given unto thee that which thou hast not asked. See, maybe if you ask healing for somebody else, God will bring healing to you. Brother Branham say, pray for the people that got the cloths over their heart, that prayer cloth over their heart. Pray three times a day for those people. He say, while you praying for them, they are praying for you. Church, if we just get our hearts right and the way that we approach God and we ask, I tell you, we're going to see some powerful things happen. Oh, my. If I pray for your family, somebody else is praying for my family. While I'm praying for your son and your daughter, somebody's praying for my son and my daughter. I wasn't even asking God for them, but God gave them to me, and he's also going to give me your children. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. I have also given, I could just run this all over. While you praying for somebody else's marriage, God will bless your marriage. While you praying for somebody else to get a house or a car, God will give you a house or a car. Oh, thank you, Lord. It says, and I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. I tell you, I'm just blessed by this. I was going to read this quote on Joshua, but I'll save it. Let me just, if y'all don't mind, I want to read some more scriptures on asking. This to me is very important. I'm going to get back to Joshua because Joshua asked for something big. You know what Joshua asked for? He said, give me this mountain. A mountain is something big, huge, right? And Joshua asked for that mountain. That's exactly what Joshua got. But it's not only did Joshua ask for the mountain, but there were certain things that happened on that mountain that Joshua was a part of. And he knew his lineage would be a part of. Hallelujah. Sarah was buried at that mountain. Abraham buried at that mountain. Huh? So many things happened at that mountain. And you know, when the resurrection took place, Brother Brandon said they knew where to be buried because they knew the resurrection when Jesus rose from the grave, that he would be rising right in that same area. So when the resurrection took place, those that was buried there, they were raised from right there. It was a purpose for him having that mountain. Ooh, Jesus, I'm coming back to it. I'm not gonna dwell there today. I'm coming back. I wanna deal with asking, amen, from the scriptures. Let's just go through some scriptures today. Ask big things. Big things. Let's go to Matthew chapter 7. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm gonna just drop all this into your spirit. Amen. Let's just read a few scriptures. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. It says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, see, you have to ask. Right? But everyone that asketh, receiveth. Amen. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Or what man is there for you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? You must open up your mouth and ask. Matthew 18, verse 18. Look at this. Hallelujah. Matthew 18, verse 18 says, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Verse 19 says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. All you got to do is find somebody that agree with you. Amen. Touch and agree and just ask. Come on, somebody. Husbands and wives ought to be able to grab hands and touch and agree on situations and just ask God. If you touch and agree and both of y'all believe in it, God will honor that request. Ooh. You don't have to go find another brother, another sister. Start in your own household. Come on, families, get together and pray about that thing. Woo, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. I know exactly what I'm talking about here. Man, when we was going through a little situation there with our house, we got together and we prayed. Amen. And we asked God, and God honored our requests. Praise the Lord. All right, all right, all right, all right. Let me go on. Matthew 21. Amen. Verse 21. I'm just going to read a few scriptures here for you. Glory to God. Verse 21 in Matthew 21 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye should not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, see, don't ask amiss, but if you ask in prayer, believing, amen, ye shall receive. you might receive. I mean, maybe you'll receive it. No, the Bible says ye shall receive. Amen. If you ask, amen, and ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Not hoping, not doubting, none of that. But ask in prayer, believing. All right, let's keep going. I got more to read. Mark 11, chapter verse 22. Mark 11, 22. Let's read it. Glory to God. Listen to this. It says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. But verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen. Whatever you say, not whatever anybody else say, but you'll have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. Remember I talked about it's a craving, it's a desire. Amen. That's what asking is all about. It's that craving or desire. So whatsoever things you desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. I don't care how impossible it looks, ye shall have them. And notice it didn't say have it, them. That's multiple. That's not just one thing. Ye shall have them. Woo. You pray for one child, God will give you all your children. Amen. All your grandchildren. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You shall have them. Amen. If just two people in the family would just touch and agree, our whole family's going to be under the blood. We're going to get everybody into the house. If Rahab got them in the house, we're going to get them in the house. You can have what you ask for. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Can I just read a few more? Amen. This one, I'm just going to take a little time and read this. This is Mark 15:43. I'm going to read this really quick. You can line up John 11, 21 for me. Line up John 11, 21. But here, Mark 15:43. Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate. Now, notice how this man is approaching Pilate. Amen. He's not coming trembling, but he comes in boldly before Pilate. And notice what the scripture says, and craved the body of Jesus. So when we're talking about asking, there's a craving. There's a desire. Amen. So this man comes in boldly. And when we go before God, we got to come boldly before his throne. We got to make our request known. We got to come boldly. This man went boldly before Pilate. Craving the body of Jesus. Look, nobody else can get that body. I got a special place that I want to bury Jesus. You got to give me that body. Boldly before Pilate. You don't have no plans for him. We got plans for Jesus. Let me have his body. This man was craving the body of Jesus. He would not take no for an answer. That's the way you got to be sometimes. Don't you take no for an answer. Don't take maybe. Don't take tomorrow. Don't take that for an answer. Not next week. Right now I need a change. Today is my day. I'm not waiting on next year. Right now. Woo, hallelujah. Don't ask amiss, church. But come bold. Pilate. Let's. I realize that I understand and these things don't happen too much. I actually all my lifetime, Lord, I ain't never seen nobody rise from the dead. But Martha says, I know that even now, oh my God, I wish I could preach it the way I'm feeling it. Even in this darkest situation, this most dim condition, even right now. Woo! Church, this is for you. I don't care what you're going through today. Even right now. Whatsoever. Can I say it like this? Maybe the bill is past due. Maybe they come and get the car. Maybe they want to take the house. Maybe you don't got all the paperwork. They're coming to get it. You know they're coming in. But even now, doctor said, ain't no way you're going to get cured from this. Ain't no way you're going to. I ain't never seen nobody get over this. Even right now. Oh, my God. If it ain't for nobody else, it's for me this morning, Lord. Even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. All he wants you to do is ask. Ask. I know it seems impossible, but just ask. Come on, church, you gotta ask. When God moves, you got to move. Oh, glory to God. Whatsoever, even now, whatsoever thou ask of God, God will give it thee. Hallelujah. Y'all just read the rest of them with me on the screen. John 14. Amen. Just read with me. Read with me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to tell you to stand. I'm not going to tell you to be seated. Amen. If the word move you, be like Brother Felix. He pulled his Bible out and just stood up and just followed right along. Just saying amen. Be like Brother Felix today if you want to be like that. Hallelujah. But we're going to read the word of God over this. We're not just making this up. God said ask. Ask for big things. Hallelujah. John 14, verse 12. My God, I got just a couple more. Y'all just bear with me. Glory to God. John 14, verse 12. Amen. And don't worry, I'm giving them all out because at the end of service, they'll have them on the PowerPoint and you can write them all down. Just sit in your seats and you can take this, take your notes, go home and just read over this. And after you read, don't sit there and just read it and mentally agree with it. Amen. Ask. Ask. God, I want to see everybody in the church filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm not satisfied. I want to see everybody, amen, able to make it to church during the week. God, give them jobs that will allow them to make it to church during the week. God, give them jobs that will go beyond their needs. Not just meet their needs, but go beyond their needs. Hallelujah. God, I'm asking for somebody to hear this on the radio. Hear the truth and be drawn to the truth. God, I'm asking for healing in everybody. I'm asking for deliverance in every soul. God, I'm asking for big things. John 14, 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now let me ask you a question. Are you asking for your children to be delivered or to be saved just because you want them to be delivered and saved? Or is it that you see that your child has a special gift? Your child has a special talent. And that you want to see them glorify God with that talent. Whether it's here or in Africa somewhere, you want to see them glorifying God with that talent. Well, then ask for your child. Jesus. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. There was a man, give me Ephesians 3:20, but I'll also just say in Acts chapter 3, verse 2, there's a man at the gate called Beautiful. And while he was sitting there at the gate called Beautiful, that man needed something. And if anybody here needs something from God, and he saw people coming through that gate, and he said, look, I'm not going to just sit here with a cup out. I'm going to ask. Anybody got any money they can give me? And when he said, open his mouth and start asking, Peter and John said, look on us. He said, look, silver and gold have I none. But because he asked, he got their attention. Silver and gold have we none. But such as we have, we give unto thee. Rise up on your feet in the name of the Lord Jesus and walk. That man received what, amen, he wasn't looking for that, but he got something more. Amen. Because he asked the right people at the right time. Huh? Maybe you're just looking for a bill to be paid, but God want to bring healing to your body. Ephesians 3:20. Glory to God. I like this. Ask a whole lot. Ask for big things. The Bible says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly what? Above all that we ask or think. According to the power that worketh in us. And Brother Branham said there's three powers. There's the power of God, there's the power of Satan, and there's the power of faith. Let the power of faith work in you today. And ask God for the impossible things. Ooh, Jesus. Glory to God. James 1, verse 5 and 6. James 1, verse 5 and 6. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm almost there. We might as well ask. We might as well get started asking. Man, Lord, I'm asking for this. Hallelujah. Just like Joshua, give me this mountain. He asked, and he got it. I ain't there yet. I'm coming there, though. James 5, amen, 6 says this. Amen, 5 and 6. I'm sorry, stay there. It's James 5. James 1, verse 5 and 6. James 1, verse 5 and 6 says, if any of you lack wisdom, oh my, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. Verse 6. But let him ask how? You got to ask God in faith. And look at what it says. Nothing wavering. Come on. That's the seed of Abraham. That's the seed of Abraham. Amen. They don't care nothing about what the situation looked like. Amen. Abraham was not looking at Sarah's body. He was not looking at his own body. He was full of faith, not wavering in anything. Believing that what God had promised, God was able to perform. So when you approach God, ask in faith. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. I'm not going to beat it. I'm going to be anchored. And I'm going to stand there and ask. Woo. Come on, let's read it. Let's read it. Let's read one more. Glory to God. Amen. 1 John 5, verse 14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. First John 5, verse 14. I just love this. And I'm going to read one more quote, and I'm going to just let y'all go for today. Verse 14 in 1 John 5 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. Ooh, Jesus. This confidence. You can have confidence in God. They say you can take this to the bank. Amen. You can have confidence in God. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask. No, just one thing. Just one thing. All you No. Maybe just two things. Don't press your luck. Don't press your luck now. Now, you know, that sound impossible, what you asking God. What you thinking about in your mind is impossible. That ain't never happened for nobody before. This is the confidence that we have in Him that if we ask. Woo-hoo! I love that. If we ask, because that's all He's waiting on you to do. If ask. Oh, glory to God. If we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Now, if it was His will for me to have the Corvette, then I would get the Corvette. But if it's not His will, I'm going to keep driving my minivan. Come, I'm going to praise Him either way now. It don't matter to me. I'm going to still praise God. Oh, Jesus. Verse 15. Amen. Verse 15 on that same one. Hallelujah. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Verse 15 says, and if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. So that means if you ask, you already got it. So since you already got it, act like you got it. Talk like you got it. Walk like you got it. Oh, hallelujah. You ought to praise God like you already got it. Be like, Sister Brown, just start touching the seats. Thank God for this one being here. Thank God for this chair, for this for so-and-so, and this one for so-and-so. I'm praising God like they're already here. Woo, Jesus. I'm praising God for deliverance. I'm praising God for a manifestation. I'm praising God for these things. Praising God for my bills already been paid. I got a mountain, but give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. I'm a seed of Abraham. I'm not going to live beneath my privileges. I'm going to ask God and I'm going to get what I asked for. Oh, glory to God. Can I just read one last quote? Y'all can remain standing and give me what it takes to overcome all unbelief, our faith. Musicians, y'all can come. I'm going to leave, but I'm asking for big things. Lord, I want the whole church to be on fire. Amen. The whole church to be on fire. Glory! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at this and what it takes to overcome all unbelief, our faith. Brother Random says, now, is that, I'm sorry, E55 is where we want to be in there. It says, now, how are we planted? Says we're planted in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. It says, now I believe just in my estimation of Him. He is the inexhaustible fountain of life that you cannot exhaust His goodness. That's why you can ask anything, because you can't exhaust His goodness. So some people think, oh, I hate to call on God so much. That's what He wants you to do. Oh, my God, my God. You just stop those prayers like, I hate to ask. Y'all know how y'all be, right? I just hate to ask so much. I don't want them to think this of me. No, God wants you to come to Him. You know what? God create problems in your life so that you can ask. You be bumping into problems all the time. God just wants you to ask. Why is it that we'll call brother, we'll call sister, We'll call mama. We'll call daddy. But we won't call God. I'm going on. You can leave it there. It says, I hate to call on God so much. That's what he wants you to do. You have not because you ask not. You ask not because you believe not. Ask abundantly that your joys might be full. That's what God wants. This is where I get my title from. Ask big things. I'm asking for hundreds of souls in this meeting. Lord, I'm asking that every time Sister Rolanda give out one of those cards, that she'll run into a seed out there in the streets of West Palm Beach. I'm asking that as the radio broadcast goes forth, that people will be delivered in their homes. Because the Bible says they'll know the truth and the truth will make them free. God, we're asking that even when we go into Pinnacle Palms, that somebody will receive this truth and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my. I'm asking for hundreds of souls in this meeting. What else is the prophet asking for? I'm asking that every sick person that enters that door will go out of here well. I'm believing it. I'm believing that till we go, that this won't be another gathering together, but it'll be a revival in Yakima here, and I might as well say in West Palm Beach here. Woo. Satan has kept me out of here long enough, and I believe the hour is here for a real sweeping revival in every church and around the country. Satan has taken your joy long enough. He's taken your peace long enough. But it's time for you to ask for your joy back. Ask for your peace back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm asking that every prayer that's nailed to the cross, that every prayer would be answered. I don't care how impossible it may look, but I'm asking for every prayer to be answered. Hallelujah. Ask big things. Glory to God. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. God, my God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, O God. Lord, we believe your word, Jesus. God, you told us to ask, and you've allowed situations and circumstances to happen in our life so that we would ask you, God, to get involved in those things. So, Lord, we ask. Amen. Without wavering in our faith, but we stand boldly. Amen. Asking for healing in the bodies. Amen. Asking for a touch in the spirits. Asking for restoration of our loved ones. Asking for deliverance of backsliders. Asking, oh God, Lord, those things that may seem impossible. We got loved ones with cancer. We ask for their healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We ask for it, oh God. Touching and agreeing by faith that what we ask for, we can have. Cancer is not too hard for our God. We stand like Martha. Even now, we know that whatever you ask, God will give it. Hallelujah. Lord, the prophet told us that whatever we pray, and whenever we pray in the name of Jesus, it's just as if Jesus himself was praying. So God, we ask in the name of Jesus, and we pray in the name of Jesus. And we stand like Martha, knowing that as we ask, we shall receive. Lazarus was there 4 days in the grave. But because they asked, Lord, they received their loved one back to life. And God, we don't care what it looked like. We don't care what it feels like. We don't care what it seems like. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what every heart has need of. You know what everyone is standing in need of. Lord, I pray that you would meet them at the point of their need. Some are asking for their loved ones to be saved. A mother standing in the gap for her children. A father standing in the gap for his children. Amen. A husband is standing in the gap for his wife. A wife is standing in the gap for her husband. Children are standing in the gap for their parents. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Brothers are standing in the gap for their brothers, and sisters standing in the gap for their sisters. Siblings standing in the gap for their siblings. Whatever the need is, God, I ask that you would meet your people at the point of their need. Whatever it is, Lord, we ask. We ask without wavering this morning. We're not waiting for tomorrow. While the anointing is here right now, we ask. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Church, just begin to pray in your own way. Just begin to ask God for big things. Don't limit them. Just ask God for big things. Let it come out of your mouth while the anointing is here. Hallelujah. He'll give you your children. He'll give you your loved ones. He'll give it to you right now. Just ask God for it. Hallelujah. If you need a new job, just ask God for it. You need a new car, just ask God for it. You need a house for your family, ask God for it. Whatever you have need of today, ask God for it. Oh, hallelujah. Healing in your body, just ask God for it. Oh, God, we stand in need of you, Jesus. We stand in need of you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we ask you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive it, church. Just receive it today. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything in his name, amen, it's according to his will, he will hear us. Amen. If we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. We can begin to praise him because it's already done. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We worship you, Jesus. We bless you, oh God. We thank you, Father. We know you have heard our requests. We know you have heard our prayers. Hallelujah. Oh, glory! Glory! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, I believe God is here this morning. Amen. I'm going to do something. I know time has gotten away from us. But I believe the Spirit of the Lord is here. Glory to God. And I'm going to ask you for something today. If, amen, you have something that you want to touch and agree on today, amen, come forth today and I'll pray with you. We'll touch and agree on that thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just, you all stand in the line there for me. Praise God. Amen. If you have something that you want today, we're gonna touch and agree asking God. My, 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 my. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Father, we call it all done in the name of Jesus. Everything we stood in this place and requested of you, God, we call it done right now in the name of Jesus. No matter how impossible it might seem, we call it done in the name of Jesus. We receive it now with thanksgiving, God. And we look forward to hearing all the testimonies of praise that will come forth from the message that you gave us today. We ask for big things. Because we serve a big God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Bless every heart, God, that has heard the word today. And God, we just ask that you would move in every situation. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We know it's you speaking to us, Lord. It's not the work of any man, but it's the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we receive, Lord, all that you have for us, God. Bless us as we prepare, Lord, just to leave this place, but not your presence. And may we go out, Lord, worshiping and praising you, Father, for the things that were done today. I believe by the time some of the saints get home, the answer would be already there waiting for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, even before we leave, the answer's already started to manifest itself. Right here and right now. Hallelujah. What you have for us, Lord, is for us. And no devil can take it away. How we praise you. How we love you. How we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Before you leave, if you don't mind, turn around and tell somebody, I ask for big things.
Abundantly above all, could ask or think according to the power that worketh in you, in you, oh, God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Anybody believe that today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say, oh, 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 he's able. Come on, say it again. Say, oh, 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 oh. One more time, say, oh, 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 oh. God is able to do. God is able to do just what he said he would do. Hallelujah. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. So don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. I say, don't give up on God. Don't give up on God, for he won't.
Come on, one more time. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Cause He won't give up on you. He's able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe in Jesus. We call it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. You can be seated today. The ushers will come to dismiss you. My God, ask for big things. Amen. If you want to, they have the scriptures here listed that we went through there. Amen. So feel free to take your time and write them down if you'd like. Go back and read those scriptures. I'm not finished with this message. I got to come back and pick it up. But that's where God wanted us to be today. So ask for big things. God bless you.